But to look back on some of them, honey, it's fun. Now, we had fun, even back in those darkest-looking times, mm-hmm. in our soap-making times, nothing to be pretty with.
Uh-huh.
We had fun. We just all gang up and have the best time. There wasn't nothing on the skate in the wintertime and play hopscotch in the summertime. We just found something to do. And our boyfriends would ride a mule to see us. We'd go walking. We'd walk to the Copper Springs. Now, that was quite a little way, maybe a mile.
Uh-huh.
But we'd walk to the Copper Springs in the back. Just, we found something to do.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't worry because everybody were in the same boat, don't you see? It wasn't like some of them was so much higher up or better educated or dressed better or done better. We was all in the same boat. We all had to work and we all enjoyed the same things pretty well. And so that made up for the difference, don't you see? It just, there wasn't, as Jim used to say, there weren't no big eyes and little ears. We was all just alive.
Yeah. And of course nowadays everybody thinks they gotta have something to do.
Yes,
kind of,
yeah.
You know, never think about walking to the Copper Springs.
Oh, no, no. Didn't have a car to ride in. You stayed at home. We didn't have no car.
Yeah.
And buggies, you know, was a rarity then.
Uh-huh.
My husband, before we married, he got a buggy and had the spunkiest little pony you ever saw. He's the cutest little bug. I could have dropped my handkerchief and she'd run away.
Oh.
Yeah, I did that one time. And she took off like that, you know. If you hadn't just known to watch her like a hawk, why, she'd have just killed us, I guess.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
It was. It was just fun.
Now,
Do
you a place where the water flows along that has a long drop-off, we call that a... And it's like in a creek or something.
Yes, I know what you mean. Waterfall, but now that's not what we called it.
Have you ever heard of a pour over?
Pour over,
something like that?
I don't believe I ever heard that.
Well, you were telling me, but like, if you came to town, what kind of, the roads that you'd have to come on, the kind of roads that they have?
Just dirt roads.
Just dirt roads.
And if it was wintertime and we had a bad winter freeze and all, I've seen Well, we lived out east of town here by Port, and there was a mud hole just about halfway that, honest to goodness, I couldn't hardly get off around the mail route. I was substituted. And one time, right in front of that house, my buggy wheel would be up to the hubs, and that horse couldn't hardly pull me out of that mud hole. Now, that was the roads we had, and they were so bad around the route, it would just take all day to get around in a buggy.
It's hard to believe,
man. No, it's the truth. It's just the truth. And
that was when he got the mail route. I bet he really found some roads.
And back out about on the Horseshoe Mountain up here, back out through that valley, there was a lake of water. It was right in the road, but the sweet gum trees would shed the leaves, you know, and it turned the water just nearly black.
Oh.
Well, it was bothering me at the store quite a ways.
Uh-huh.
Well, I drove a big old gray horse to that buggy, and one day he just got to the edge of that water and just backed up and snorted, and he wasn't going to go in it. Well, I whipped. I mean, I'd strike him with a buggy whip, and I couldn't make him go. I was in a buggy. And he wouldn't. Well, all I could do was get out and wait.